and welcome again to another installment of a podcast I've entitled Conversations That Matter. I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, and I serve as the director of the Curb Center for Faith Leadership here on the campus of Belmont University. Once again, today's podcast will feature a devotional thought from the Old Testament. Today we'll be exploring a little bit of the observation and application that relates to Psalm chapter 3. As many of you know, I'm writing a book in which I'm writing a devotional thought from every chapter of the Old Testament, and these are just some selected writings from the book of Psalms. Again, you may be familiar with a SOAP study, S-O-A-P. S is for Scripture, O is for observation, A is for application, and P is for prayer. And so in our podcast this morning, we'll go through all of that with Psalm chapter 3. We'll read the Scripture, then I'll offer a couple of words of observation, and then an application, and then we'll close with a word of prayer. So would you hear the reading of God's Word? Today I'm reading from the New American Standard Version, and this is Psalm chapter 3. It is a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. It begins, O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people, those who have set themselves against me all around me. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all of my enemies on the cheek. Thou hast sheltered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Thy blessing be upon thy people. Well, this morning as we begin to drill down into Psalm chapter 3, in a devotion that I have entitled Rest in the Midst of Chaos, I want to focus in on verses 5 and 6. This is what David writes. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around me. Well, here's the observation. This psalm, ascribed to King David, has a really unique feature. It is tied to a very specific incident in the life of King David, a story which is recorded, by the way, in 2 Samuel chapter 15. In that narrative, David is fleeing from his own son, whose name is Absalom. Absalom had committed treasonous acts against David. For an extended period of time, Absalom stood at the gate of Jerusalem and promised legal counsel and justice to those coming to the king for answers. Many began to put their trust in him. And over time, according to the scriptures, he stole the hearts of the men of Israel. Absalom methodically set up a coup and put himself in his father's place. David had to flee from the city and from those who opposed him. So set in the context of that moment, this psalm reflects both lament and a confession of trust in God's ability to deliver. David proclaims that God will be his shield, his glory, and will raise his head in victory. Verse 5 mentions David's ability to find rest in the midst of all that swirls around his life. So let's take that and let's apply it to our lives. There's not a person on the planet that hasn't spent a restless, sleepless night in worry, anguish, or fear. We've all done that. The problems of the previous day or the worries that the coming day brings has awakened us in the middle of the night from our rest. And our minds begin to race, and our rest flees from us, and our bodies thrash around on our beds. And in those moments, it becomes very difficult to tamp down the fears and the anxiety, and to even get back to sleep. Consider King David's plight for a moment. He had been betrayed by his own son. He had been ousted from his palace. He was being pursued by his enemies. He was on the run. And yet he was able to lay down and find rest. How was that even possible? It was not that he was exhausted. It was that he was confident. Confident in both God's presence and in God's ability to defend and sustain his life. Well, surely you have tried both tricks and maybe even medication to regain your sleep in the midst of a restless night. Most of us have done the old thing of counting sheep or counting our blessings or even our breaths while we watch the hands on the clock on the bedside table spin like a top. We take a pill to relax our bodies, or maybe we read a book to relax our minds. We try all kinds of strategies to get back to sleep and to keep our worry and anxiety at arm's length. But maybe a better strategy is to take David's counsel. What if we went to bed at night confident in God's presence and in God's ability to provide for our needs? The Scriptures teach us, according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but there are times when I'm ready for a better night's sleep. So let's take the word of David's counsel to heart. Let's go to bed at night confident in God's presence and confident in God's ability to provide for our needs. I encourage you, even this evening, to rest confidently in the arms of your Heavenly Father. Let's pray together. Dear Father, may we find rest and comfort and grace and peace in you alone. Amen. Again, I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, and this has been A Conversation That Matters. Thanks for listening.